There are two types of stocks, shooting stars and steady grinders. What are the differences? Which ones are better for trading and how should we trade them? Welcome to Learn How to Trade Stocks, a podcast by Money Master with me, your host Robert. Here you will learn how to trade like a money ninja. Let's get started. Of course, our goal in trading is to make as much return as possible. You can do this in two ways. You can either do few trades in stocks that go through long major trends. That's what I call steady grinders. Or you can do many trades in stocks that make short but explosive moves. That's what I call shooting stars. There's one thing that they have in common, which is a large scale of movement. However, there are a couple of differences. First of all, the length of the trends are different. So they move through different time durations. Steady grinder is moving over a long period of time, shooting star over a short period of time. Also, they differ in volatility. A steady grinder is much less volatile compared to a shooting star, which is extremely volatile. Another difference is the market cap. Most of the time, steady grinders have a large market cap. The shooting stars usually have a small market cap and oftentimes also a lower price. Next difference is the public awareness. Steady grinders, which are the big, large caps, are stocks that most people have on their radar. Shooting stars are less known small caps, and only the active trader will have them on his or her radar. Another difference is the average volume. Steady grinders tend to have high volume every day. So they're traded a lot every day, bought and sold a lot every day, whereas shooting stars can have low volume for a certain amount of time and then suddenly volume comes in and they're shooting upwards. In the same way, also liquidity is another difference here. Liquidity being price times volume. The steady grinders tend to be very liquid stocks, whereas shooting stars can be a little bit less liquid and sometimes even too illiquid to trade. Steady grinders are most of the time more mature, older stocks, whereas the shooting stars tend to be younger stocks with a recent IPO. Also, if you look at the moving averages, a steady grinder will most of the time surf up a little bit wider moving average, whereas a shooting star will move along a little bit tighter moving average. So how do you find these type of stocks? How do you find steady grinders? How do you find shooting stocks? One way is to look for some catalyst, some news event, and that catalyst could either trigger a long steady move or it could trigger a very short explosive move. So it depends on the type of catalyst. For example, an FDA approval of a biotech stock will probably result in a short explosive move, whereas a earnings surprise that is hinting at an organic improvement in the business can trigger a long movement. And of course, you can also just look at the stocks from a technical viewpoint, just zoom out a little bit and see if that's a stock that is steadily moving over a long period of time. So what's the price action here? Then you can also create some kind of scan. If you're scanning for steady grinders, you will probably filter for stocks with lower volatility that have a high average volume, high relative momentum over a long period of time, and which are maybe above the 50 weekly moving average. For shooting stars, you will filter for higher volatility. The high average volume is not so important here, but you want a high relative momentum over a short to medium term duration. Here it's also not so important if the stock is above a major moving average or not. So if you want to trade steady grinders, maybe you want to create some kind of watch list with maybe only, let's say, 10 stocks, so you know the stocks inside and out. For shooting stars, you will probably want to create a more dynamic watch list with frequently changing stocks. What are the pros and cons? So for steady grinders, there's little hustle and bustle, little work, low risk, but the returns are only good, only okay. So the question is, isn't it smarter to trade ETFs then? So why deal with individual stocks at all in that case? For shooting stars, highly above average returns are possible, and that even in the shortest possible time, but more effort is needed. And the success rate depends highly on the market environment. There's also higher risk related to this, especially if you don't know what you're doing. So what should you focus on? This depends on your capital. So if you have a very large account, let's say more than $50 million, then highly illiquid stocks cannot be traded. It depends on the time that's available for you. Trading steady grinders is not so time consuming compared to shooting stars. It also depends on your goals, of course. But in general, I would say that if you're going to make the effort of active trading, it's better to focus on shooting stars, because otherwise I prefer semi-active ETF strategies. Of course, you can also combine both. You can have part of your capital in a little bit less active, more longer-term strategies, and another part of your capital in very active trading portfolio. All right, so that's it for this episode. Short reminder, I've written an ebook called Natural Laws of the Stock Market. This ebook shows you the 18 most important inherent characteristics of the stock market. Without knowing these natural laws, you cannot be successful on the stock market. So I highly recommend you download this free ebook on the following website, www.money-masters.com/ebook. I will also put the link in the description. May the momentum be with you. Until next time. Bye-bye.